The Mission of the 10th Infallible Imam. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and heartiest congratulations to you on a very auspicious day. Today, the 15th of the month of Dhul-Hajjah, happens to be birth anniversary of the 10th infallible guide of the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We have prepared a special program for you in this regard. And before we start, listen to what God Almighty has said in Ayah 7 of Surah Ra'd. There is a guide for every people. Among the blessings of God, the All-Merciful, is that He never leaves mankind in the state of confusion and without a divinely designated guide. The Prophet of Islam, as the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, indicated on many occasions that the guide after him was his dear cousin and son-in-law, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, followed by the latter's two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace upon them, the leaders of the youth of paradise. The Prophet said in clear words that in all there will be 12 Imams after him, with the last one reappearing as Qa'im al-Mahdi, peace upon him, in the end times to end oppression on planet Earth by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Today, on the 15th of Dhul-Hajjah, we are celebrating the birthday of the 10th of the 12 divinely designated successors of the Seal of Messengers. He was born in the city of Medina in the year 214 AH, corresponding to 828 AD, and was named Ali, in honor of his illustrious ancestor, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. It would be repetitive to say that if his piety earned him the epithet Naqi, or the pure, his wisdom and abilities to lead the faithful brought him the title Hadi, or the guide. Entrusted with imamat at the tender age of 8 years, in the manner of Prophet Yahya or John the Baptist, regarding whom the Noble Quran says he was granted book and the wisdom while still a boy, Imam Hadi, peace upon him, effortlessly stepped into the shoes of his father, Imam Muhammad Taqi, peace upon him, to display his God-given qualities that astounded the tutors appointed for him by the Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim in a vain bid to brainwash the child and distort the image of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. The murderous Mu'tasim, who was mostly engaged in wars with the Byzantine Empire, could not further torment the 10th Imam, and nor did his successor Al-Wathiq. Imam Ali An-Naqi, peace upon him, utilized this period to spell out guidelines for the seekers of truth by enlightening their minds, hearts, and souls with the genuine teachings of Islam. At the same time, he was cautious against involving himself in the frequent revolts, many of them from his distant cousins, which rocked the realm and mostly ended in failure to the detriment of the true believers. In those critical times, He bequeathed to the Muslims the bezels of wisdom and cautioned them against the pitfalls, including the deceit of those who style themselves as Sufi or mystics. Once, while the 10th Imam was in the Prophet's mosque in Medina, a group of Sufis entered, sat in a corner, and began repeating La ilaha illallah, which means there is no God but Allah. Imam Hadi, peace upon him, told his companions to ignore them, saying, Do not pay attention to these deceivers, for they are allies of the devils and destroyers of the bases of religion. They become ascetic to relieve their bodies and watch to hunt cattle. They do not practice rites except to deceive people, and do not decrease food except to cheat the foolish. The worship is but dancing and clapping, and their praises are but singing. No one follows them except the stupid, and no one believes in them except the foolish. These words of the guidance of the 10th Imam hold true to this day when we see all sorts of frivolities by the so-called Sufis or mystics to whom the ignorant flock and are fleeced of their money on a variety of pretexts and weird practices that are against the Shariat. Imam Hadi, peace upon him, during his 34-year mission, groomed many scholars from various lands and prepared them for the crucial period of the Qaybat, or occultation of his grandson, the promised Mahdi, peace upon him. Things changed with the seizure of the caliphate by the tyrant Mutawakkil, who was a bitter enemy of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt and who has earned lasting damnation for his destruction of the holy shrine of Chief of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, in Karbala. Fearful of the popularity of Imam Hadi, peace upon him, he forced him to leave Medina and come to his capital, Samarra, in Iraq. The Imam had no choice, and he obliged. But on the way, he stopped in Baghdad, where huge congregations came out to greet him as the Prophet's heir. He also visited the tomb of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, in Najaf, and saluted him with the worthy salutation or ziyarat that is recited till this day by the faithful. A passage from this ziyarat reads, O Allah, bless your guardian, the custodian of your religion, the executor of justice after your prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the true believers, the Imam of the pious, the master of guardians, the successor of your prophet over the whole people, his guardian in life and religion, the great truthful, the distinguisher between the halal and the haram, the supporter of Islam, the destroyer of idols, the assistant and defender of religion. In Samarra, the caliph tried to ridicule the imam, but on every occasion he was overawed by the personality of the prophet's righteous heir and forced to show respect. Although under virtual house arrest, Imam Hadi, peace upon him, continued to play the guiding role for all those who came into contact with him, despite seeing some of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt martyred, such as the scholar Ibn Sakit and his own elder son, Muhammad, whose shrine is a site of pilgrimage at the city of Balad in Iraq. In short, During his 34 years as the divinely designated guide, of which roughly half of the period was spent in Medina and the other half in Samarra, Imam Hadi, peace upon him, spared no efforts to guide the people. His holy shrine, despite the terrorist attacks to which it was subjected a few years ago by the ungodly Takfiris, continues to beckon all those from all over the globe seeking guidance. Since we are on the threshold of the auspicious day of Qadir, on which in the year 10 AH the Prophet, on the express commandment of God Almighty, had proclaimed his worthy cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, as his divinely designated heir, it would not be inappropriate to cite a paragraph from Imam Hadi's famous salutation to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, on this day. Peace on you, O my guardian, O commander of the faithful, O Allah's trustee on his earth, his envoy amongst his creatures, and his conclusive testament to his servants. I testify that you always opposed self-seeking impulses and were committed to God-weariness, that you were well able to suppress your rage and pardon and forgive the people, that you were displeased when God was disobeyed and were pleased when God was obeyed, that you did what you were enjoined with, observed what was committed to your care, preserved what you were entrusted with, communicated that which you were charged with, and awaited what you had been promised. You distributed the public funds equitably and carried out justice amongst the subjects. You knew Allah's law better than the entire creation. But what is more amazing and more atrocious after the denial of your right is the wrongful dispossession of the orchard of Fadak from the Prophet's beloved daughter and your wife Fatima Zahra, the truthful and the pure one, the mistress of the world's women, and the rejection of your testimony and that of your illustrious sons and the progeny of the Mustafa. May Allah's blessings be upon you. While Allah, the Most High, had elevated your rank over the entire Ummah and exalted your station, and He had made manifest your excellence and honored you above all the world's denizens, keeping away all impurity from you and purifying you with utmost purification.